Can everyone hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Cool. I'll decide how much I leave of that in the intro later on. Hello, everyone, and welcome to LC's Comic Corner, the podcast where we win for most professionals.
Why the fuck are you doing the intro, huh?
All right, well, you can take it from here, because I lost where I was going anyway.
Hey, guys, welcome to LC's Comic Corner. I'm your host, LC Comics, a.k.a. Luke. With me is my co-host, who you've probably heard before if you listened to previous episodes, Harry.
You didn't say inferior this time.
Nah, you're right now.
Okay.
Improved a little bit.
All right, cool.
You may be that logo, so.
Oh, yeah, cool.
he's also Mr. Iron Comics, which he hasn't said in a long, long time.
Oh, shit, yeah. Sorry for swearing there. I know this is a PG show. I'm Mr. Iron Comics, and welcome to LC's Comic Corner. I complain about people complaining about SJW Marvel and review Realm Comics. So, yeah.
That's literally a throwback. Yeah. Anyway, we are joined today by another special guest by the name of Jason. Jason, say hello.
Hello, and I don't have another name like everybody else on here.
We should spend this episode trying to come up with a special name for Jason.
Can we not just go with Mr. A Conversation With? Does that not work?
It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Mr. Conversation.
Mr. Conversation.
And then I'll be really quiet throughout this podcast.
We do want to thank you, Jason, for bearing with us for the past 20 minutes of us doing the intro like twice and then declaring that the quality was too bad for even this podcast. So
it was all Harry's fault.
To be fair, it probably was this time. So,
That's right. I know you guys are professionals, so
we are.
It's understandable.
Number one professionals.
You wouldn't move on until the quality was at a level that, you know, is acceptable for you. So
I mean, we didn't get the award for most professional podcast for not being professional. So
wait, we did or we didn't?
We didn't win it for not being professional. So we won it for being professional, is what I'm saying.
All right. Okay. Anyway, continue, please.
So Jason has his own podcast called A Conversation With. Harry has been on that.
Sorry, is that A Conversation With Harry? Or is it just because that's what it sounded like?
A Conversation With, but there is an episode with Harry.
And you.
About a shit publisher. And then I did an episode about a good publisher. So make sure you check out those episodes and all the other episodes. I think it's really cool. You do it for like a language.
Wow, I'm gonna stop you there because you were lagging out there, and I'll tell you why
exactly.
You were lagging out there. Yeah, I'll tell you why. It's because you were trying to say some blasphemy about Valiant being a better publisher than Marvel, and that's exactly why you lagged out. Now you see, you're still lagging out because you're trying to say that. Now say something that isn't false. Okay, just say something that isn't false. Real quick.
Punisher is the best.
Right, you're still lagging out, so now try something that isn't false.
My Little Pony is the best IP out there.
Wow, you're still lagging out there. Try saying something. Try saying Squirrel Girl is the best superhero.
I'm sorry, I can't say that.
Well, you just lagged out again saying that there, so just try saying what happens. See what happens if you say that.
You're a bitch.
Oh, that didn't lag out. So that says something, I suppose.
I guess that's the truth, then.
All right, well, you've broken the curse. Keep going.
Wait, is this fine now?
It sounds fine. Just don't move a muscle, and you'll be all right.
I have Parkinson's, so that's impossible.
Right, okay. let's keep going. Okay.
What's our topic today, then?
Jason, do you want to introduce our topic? Given that we didn't choose it specially for you, but we chose it and then thought, oh wait, it's convenient that we've got Jason here.
Yeah, it might have been even more convenient last episode when you had one of the biggest fans, but I'm happy to fill the shoes. So the topic this week is Superman a boring character?
Yes.
Yes.
First of all, Harry, I wasn't
we need to tell you that Superman, he is a character published by DC Comics, so
right.
You might not be aware of him.
Okay, no, I think he's very similar to
Hyperion from Marvel Comics, just a lot better.
Oh, is he a Hyperion ripoff? Right, got you. I'm going to guess this is one of the cases where DC just completely ripped off Marvel, like when they saw how successful Hyperion was.
You can't get a Marvel book without Hyperion. really.
Exactly. I mean, he's just all that they ever talk about. And I'm hoping we haven't lost Jason. Jason, are you still here?
I'm here. Yeah, I lost you guys for a second, but
this is a nightmare.
This is the most professional podcast, but you know what? We're just going to keep going.
So, you know, Hyperion is sometimes referred to as the first superhero. You know?
Yeah. I'd argue that Sentry is the first superhero, but, you know, continue.
Oh, right, okay. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but okay, yeah. You didn't have anywhere to go from this. That's absolutely fine. So, that's our big topic today. Is Superman a boring character? And obviously, Jason, you're a big fan of Superman. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, and so obviously the answer is no, and we can just move on. Any other topics?
Well, now, the thing is that you do have a certain bias, as not only do you run A Conversation With, but you also run another small podcast, which is very relevant to this topic. Would you like to briefly describe that one as well?
So that actually is, interestingly, now been merged together
with... Oh, yeah, of course. You've made a mini sort of network in your own little brand, haven't you?
I'm very ambitious. So we also have A Conversation With Lois and Clark, where we are, together with my wife, I'm reviewing every episode of Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. And that's actually probably what's turned me around a little bit on Superman.
Because
initially I would have said first and foremost I was probably more of a Batman fan than Superman.
Oh, ow! Oh, sorry. Continue. Words hurt sometimes, but continue.
But and obviously a massive Venom fan.
Oh god!
Yeah, mate. Venom, top character.
I'm gonna get so triggered this episode. Please continue.
but yeah, I've been watching that with my wife, and we're just reviewing it episode by episode. So I'd seen it before, but you know, 20 years ago, she'd never seen it before. So it's just interesting to kind of get a fresh take on it.
Does she know much about Superman?
Well, we've been married for 10 years. So.
Okay, so enough.
Yeah. All right. Something's trickled down, you know.
So now, because obviously you're just going to say Superman isn't boring, that he's an interesting character. So I thought, I mean, Luke, have you got any resources to get this episode going, or?
Because
I've got a top 10 reasons why Superman isn't an interesting superhero, and I thought you two could try and rebuttal them.
Okay. Why us two? Why can't you as well?
Well, because I don't care.
Oh. That's great for a podcast where we're talking about it. It's great that you
are. Oh, pretty much. So, how
do we get like a phone a friend that we can call Harrison if we need?
You can phone a friend and call me.
You know what? I think Harrison would agree. I think Harrison would. So I'm going to speak to Harrison and say that he would say that Superman is a boring character.
He probably would.
I think he would, because he's not edgy enough.
Well, no, the thing is, Harrison would say Superman's a boring character. Then you'd make one good point and you'd go, yeah, fair enough. No, that's pretty much Harrison. But I've got here on whatculture.com, which is sort of the pinnacle of unbiased storytelling, is top 10 reasons why Superman isn't an interesting superhero. So how do you guys feel? Do you want me to just hit you with number 10, or do you want to do anything else first?
Well, I'm just going to make a cup of tea. Just go straight into it. Why?
All right.
Can I quickly look up the What Culture list of 10 reasons why Superman is a compelling character?
Actually, can we just see if that exists? Because knowing What Culture, it probably does. 10 reasons why Superman interesting What Culture?
I hope that's the page. It says top reasons why Superman interesting What Culture.
Right. Like, so basically, they have 10 reasons why Superman isn't an interesting superhero, published on 20th of May 2013. And on 9th of July 2012, they have an article called 50 Reasons Why Superman is the Greatest Superhero Ever.
Yay.
So, pretty happy with that, to be honest. What are your thoughts on that, Jason?
Some of those reasons as well.
Well, we're going to start with number 10. So number 10 is, I don't know, there's a little paragraph here. Do I just read out the heading or the little paragraph?
We'll read the heading first.
Okay, number 10. He has too many powers.
All right, I don't think we need the paragraph for that, like this.
Okay, so this is probably the most common criticism I hear about the nature of Superman. It becomes increasingly more and more difficult to become engaged in him as a character when you know that he will never lose a battle or never even come close to losing. Of all the greatest superheroes... No, I've actually spoken wrong, so you guys can continue there. He has too many powers.
Okay, so sorry to interrupt your professional podcast, but I got about five words there. Could you just repeat what number 10 was?
He has too many powers.
Okay. Agree to disagree.
you got to rebuke this. You got to convince me.
Too many.
Okay, they have a list here. He has superhuman strength, invulnerability, instant healing, flight, superhuman speed, x-ray vision, superhuman intelligence, eidetic memory, heat vision, superhuman breath, hearing and vision, as well as being a master combatant.
Also, can he breathe in space?
Yeah, he can also breathe in space.
Yeah.
Don't you think that having lots of powers makes it an interesting character?
I think...
Oh, God, Luke.
I think saying too many powers is like maybe a bit of a stretch. Like, he has a lot of powers. It doesn't necessarily make him uninteresting. It just makes him more grand and like on a bigger scale.
Well, that was about 13 powers there.
Yeah.
There's only one superhero who has more, and it's Jack-Jack from The Incredibles.
Oof.
Who, arguably, the most interesting character in The Incredibles.
True.
To be fair, that is very true. That is very true. But his downfall is that he's a baby and he doesn't know how to fight.
Quick sidebar, right? Didn't they find out at the end of the first film that he had powers and everyone in the second film was like, no, no, no.
Okay, so, right. And you, like, the fact that you're remembering... Jason, do you remember the end of the first film?
It was a long time ago.
So the babysitter knows that he has powers, and that's
no,
the whole
because
thing.
When Syndrome picks him up,
yeah, but they're way up high in the sky. They have no idea what happens up there. They have no idea what happens. They just think the Syndrome gets sucked into the jet engine by his cape, and then Baby Jack falls, and then they catch him. Because Bob has to throw Helen up in the air, and then she catches Baby Jack, and then she forms a parachute.
You can clearly see that he goes from being on fire. Like, you would see a fire stop. Like, they're not that high when he starts changing. Basically, the Parr family...
You're getting robot voice again, so I'm going to cut you off here, because A, you're wrong, and B, your robot voice. So sort out your bloody connection, mate. So basically, we're rebuting he has too many powers with, well, Jack has more.
No.
I think if you're like, why are you reading comics? It's because you want the spectacle.
That's fair.
So having a character who, well, he can jump slightly higher than a normal human. He's a little bit far. Or the classic Marvel, he is at the peak of human fitness.
Okay,
classic Marvel, that's also Batman.
An Olympic level athlete, yeah. Luke, you're meant to be on my side.
Yeah, no, fuck Marvel.
Okay, so the very last sentence of this paragraph says, it's a very boring factor because there is never any suspense involved in his character. How much would you disagree with that statement?
I disagree with that.
Yeah, okay, I disagree with that. Well, it depends on the villain.
Okay.
Exactly.
It depends on what's, you know, can be the suspense of him having his powers stripped and him having to deal with... familiar situations, but without the powers, it can.
I was going to say with a character like that that's got like such grand powers, like a lot of it comes from a lot of the suspense will come from the people around him. Like he has to protect Lois and Jimmy Olsen, and you know, everyone. He has to protect everyone.
All right, fair enough.
Superman's whole thing. So
I also wanted to bring up that Jason just said familiar situations, which reminded me of La Familia, which allows me to quickly put the Vin Diesel reference into the episode, which then allows me to transition into the Etta Candy reference for the show. And now both of those are out of the way. I don't have to worry about putting those in later.
So making the case for it being compelling, I would say as well, any other hero who's in trouble, you know, they can always call Superman at the end.
That's
fair. But if Superman's struggling...
He can't call anyone.
Yeah.
Or most people on the internet would say he can call Batman. But, I mean, why would you call Batman?
Yeah, there was no prep time.
there's no prep time.
If he calls Batman in advance and gives him the prep time,
That's like two of the most triggering words I read when I look at like internet forums is Snyder Cut and prep time.
Yeah. What he needs to do is call the Flash, tell Flash, get on the cosmic treadmill, go back in time 5 minutes. And
give Batman some prep time.
Tell him this. He needs prep time. And it'll be fine.
All right. Okay. I think that's a good time to transition into number nine. I'll accept your argument for number 10. Now, number nine is when you take his powers away, he turns into any other superhero.
What? When you take his powers away, he's not a superhero because he doesn't have powers.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was thinking.
That's not a point at all.
Okay, I think their argument here is that there's nothing to him apart from his powers.
What, like his person? Well, his personality is arguably the biggest part about him. Like that he's such a Boy Scout.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And his, he's a journalist. So you've got Batman being a great detective, but he's also in his own right an investigative journalist. So he's got that going for him.
Isn't he also a bit of a dick to Jimmy Olsen?
You mean his best friend, Jimmy Olsen?
Like, I definitely have a comic book cover where Superman and Batman are sitting on a bike, not cycling, and they're making Jimmy Olsen do all the cycling while Superman and Batman just sit on this bike.
Oh, you mean Superman and Batman, two of the greatest heroes, are training Jimmy Olsen? That's incredible.
Oh, you twisted the story. You flipped the news on its head. All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. He's a bloody great bloke. I'll give you that. Yeah, you got any more to say on that? Because I just think that's a dumb point, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
Number eight.
He isn't relatable. Now, I personally disagree with this because whenever I find myself like flying about and using my super strength, I find that I can't actually relate to anyone else in the real world. So having Hyperion to relate to is a really like nice break from things. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. I'm with you all the way. Is it his powers that make him unrelatable? In which case, every superhero is unrelatable.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, well, like, you don't read superhero fiction, like, you don't want to get into superhero fiction for them to be relatable. It's an escapism. Like, if they're relatable, then they're not super anymore. They're just, you know, heroes.
Okay, so the way that they're talking in this paragraph, they're basically making the same point as number nine. Because they start the paragraph by saying, he's an orphan and he's an outsider and that makes him relatable, which completely contradicts the title. And then they say, but they don't do this very well. And it's like, okay, right? This is a really shit website. I'm coming to realize now. Number seven, he has no internal conflict. Right, this is a more interesting one. So hit me. Because other than Injustice, I can't think of examples where Superman does have internal conflict.
I think his internal conflict is different from other superheroes.
You mean like external?
No, I think it's in. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, sorry, move on. Point number six. Now, I would say, whereas another hero, like someone like your Batman, is he going to cross that line?
Will he kill someone, right?
Yeah, whereas Superman, it's more, if you've got that much power and you potentially can save everyone, you know, you've got to save everyone. So when can he have a break? When, you know,
right.
If someone dies,
he spends as Clark Kent, technically, he's not saving people as Superman.
So what you're saying is that with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah. I am saying that. And I'm saying with, you know, climbing on a wall, not that great a power. So not that much responsibility. But Superman, clearly, a lot more responsibility.
All right, quick sidebar. Who's faster, Superman or the Flash?
Flash. Well, which Flash?
I don't know, the Flash.
Which Flash? Barry Allen, Wally West, Black Wally West.
Okay, well, why don't you say Black Wally West, not White Wally West?
because there's white ginger Wally West and then there's black Wally West. They're both called Wally West, but they're different people.
I know, but you said Wally West and then black Wally West. Why don't you say Wally West and then white Wally
because
West?
Because white Wally West outed. Is the original and best
Wally SJW, West. LC
and
Comics,
also the best
outed.
Flash. Fight me.
All right, so does it matter?
Either way, Barry and ginger Wally West are faster than Superman, but black Wally West isn't. Because he's only just got his powers. Anyway.
What about apparently. Barry Allen?
I just said Barry Allen and Ginger Wally West are faster.
All right. Okay, cool. So, yeah. He has no internal conflict. What about at the end of Man of Steel where he snaps that guy's neck?
For fuck's sake.
Is there, like, internal conflict going on there? Or I mean, I've not seen the film. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I've just seen the gif of Zack Snyder like snapping the neck. So,
all right. Well, I quite like Man of Steel, but he's not very Superman in that. He's not very super personality wise.
Superman-y.
So it's not canon, basically.
Okay. I actually have two questions, real quick. One, okay. Is he made of steel?
No.
Jason, can you clarify this? Nope. Jason's gone. Two, is he related to Super Nanny? British babysitter.
I think he might be.
Really?
No!
Oh, okay. Bear with us, folks, where we have some technical issues. Jason's just died, so... he's back!
Oh, hello.
I'm here, but I'm just getting... I heard you say, I have two questions, and then I didn't hear any of the questions.
Basically, you don't need to hear the questions. They were really, really stupid.
Well, I think they were both very valid. No. So we're ending that with, he has no...
His conflict is, do I have a life, or do I literally spend all of my time saving everyone?
Okay, I got that
his conflict.
From you through the Robotechnic voice, and I've got to say... LC Comics has a really good reputation for having really low production quality. And
that is very true.
The thing is that I was about to say, I think that this episode we might be like setting a record, but the sad thing is I don't think we are.
Like, well, think we've had worse episodes?
I really think we have.
I can't help but feel responsible.
No, seriously, it is not you at all. Anyway.
This episode is going so badly just because of like technicality.
Yeah, because normally it's got nothing to do with technicality. Normally it's just because the episode's shit.
Yeah, normally it's shit.
Yeah. So number six, his story arcs are too predictable.
What?
But is that the problem of the character or the writer?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But is that as a result of the character being hard to write for? Because wasn't there a period, which is why they then had to sort of reboot Superman in Earth 2, where he was just too powerful that you couldn't write interesting stories with him?
Well, I think a character like Superman would be harder to write than a character like Batman or whatever, just because he is a lot less down to Earth.
Well, that's the point.
But there have been writers who have done it very, very well, so... I'm saying this as someone who doesn't really like Superman.
All right, Jason, what about you? What's your opinion?
I don't think Superman is a boring character, but I do feel that there have been a lot of boring storylines.
Okay, but that's the same.
But that's the same with most characters.
And quite often it is that kind of lazy writing. Because when you say it's predictable,
most comic stories are.
Most comic stories are predictable. Guess what? They win at the end. Who knew? But you know, he's got family now, and that makes
La
it familia. A little bit more interesting.
La familia, Vin Diesel.
I do actually have a quick question for you, Jason. I want you to be completely honest here.
Yeah.
Do you think Luke would
have
pass...
Have I ever read a Superman comic? No, but I thought I could get away with it.
Do you think Luke would pass the Turing test?
The what test?
Because I think we're pushing it a bit this episode.
Wait, what test? What's this?
Jason, do you understand what the Turing test is?
I've heard it referenced so many times, but I'm gonna Google this to check that I'm not about to say the most stupid thing.
I'm waiting to hear what this test is.
All right, cool. So we're just going to leave it at that and leave Luke feeling...
Tell me what the test is, you bitch!
So number five is he doesn't represent anything, which I think is dumb. Isn't he basically the Captain America of DC Comics?
Yeah,
kind of.
Although, wasn't there that comic where Superman was raised in Britain and then one where Superman was raised in Russia?
Yes. The one where he was raised in Britain was written by John Cleese.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Let me Google that. That is insane. I need to read that if that's the case.
Definitely some Monty Python link.
One of the Pythons.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Superman True Brit, written by John Cleese.
Yeah.
All right, let me just eBay this real quick.
For fuck's sake, can you not do it after the podcast?
Nah, not really, because I will forget. I mean, I've still forgotten to get that Vault Boy pop figure, so...
Oh, I didn't tell you. My girlfriend got it for me.
What about me?
I was going to send you a picture. Now, fuck you. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what about me?
Get it yourself, bitch. Or get your girlfriend to get it.
Oh, you would definitely not pass a Turing test at this rate.
What is it?
All right, so what would you
basically
say?
Basically, to test if you're a machine.
What does Superman represent? Buy it now.
Beep.
Yeah, he represents buy it now. That's the
that was a question. That wasn't me answering.
Oh, right. Sorry, I got
confused. My PayPal details already in.
What does he represent? Truth, justice, and the American way.
Yeah. Fair enough. This is a really dumb list. Like, I'm starting to realize
really
that now. Because, I mean, no. I'm... Okay, all right, here's one, which is literally the dumbest thing, because it can be rebutted in one word. Number four, he has no weaknesses.
La Familia.
A lot of...
His weakness is La Familia. You know what? It actually kind of is as well. Like, going past the obvious one, La Familia is kind of his weakness.
I get you, Luke. Apart from stop auto-tuning yourself, and then we can really get into the Crimson Grimes of it. But Jason, what are your opinions on La Familia?
On La Familia or on his weaknesses?
Both.
One of which are, Red Sun, Kryptonite,
yep.
Magic.
Yeah,
he's actually got a lot of weaknesses.
He does, really.
And his is very well known.
Yeah, probably the most well known weakness.
Like it's like a pop culture like thing.
It is a pop culture thing, Luke. Well done, Luke.
Thank you.
I think there's a comic where he kind of has to round up all the kryptonite on Earth. There's just too much of it on Earth because he almost dies on a. I think it's like a movie set where someone has a prop. And
it
they think it's like fake kryptonite, but it's actually just the real thing because it's that common now.
Because isn't the original story of kryptonite that it landed with Superman?
Yeah, well, some. And then bits landed at other times, apparently. So,
what he should have done is, when he was in the pod on his way to Earth, just call Batman, tell him all this kryptonite coming
prep
out.
Prep time.
When he was a baby, and then would have been sorted, but no.
Hold on, here's a Superman question. Does he, like, develop an age like a normal person?
No.
I guess that when his powers kick in, it slows down, but he didn't start developing his powers until he was a sort of teen.
Yeah, because wasn't there Superboy?
Yeah. So I guess when he was a baby, he developed kind of at a normal rate. Maybe it's just that he hits kind of peak maturity and then stays longer at that, because there are comics set in the future where he has aged but not as rapidly as other characters.
So he's not like Batman, who would have literally just been at his peak for 5 years and then would have just like constantly been on a crutch because jumping is bad for his knees.
No.
Okay.
Because he flies. So he doesn't have the impact.
Although I've definitely seen trailers in DC movies where Superman lands, and that's something that's always bothered me. Why would you ever land? Like, is it tiring to fly all the time?
Probably.
He wants to be around to run all the time.
Wait, has Superman ever run? Anywhere?
Yes.
Yes.
What kind of fucking question is that?
Well, why would he ever run?
To race the Flash.
Well, why wouldn't he fly?
Be cheating, wouldn't it?
Okay, but no, yeah. See, here's the thing, because I feel like he could do it while cheating. Because, you know, like, the difference between walking and running is that, like, walking, you have to have one foot on the ground before the other comes off, right?
So saying he just runs up, pretends to run on the air, but flies.
Yeah, exactly that.
Well, that depends how his flying works. Is it, like, momentum-based, or is it, like... Because, you know, he always has, like, his fist down in front of him or whatever, so surely it's, like, somewhat momentum-based.
Not always, because sometimes he just, like, floats there.
I was literally just thinking of the millions of images you have of Superman
just floating.
Floating in one spot in front of someone.
Well, I don't know.
He's probably just jumping and being like, quick, take the picture.
He just jumps up. Another reason why Luke wouldn't pass the Turing test. Can't do
just
basic.
Doing some research, I'll tell you now, I definitely would not pass the Turing test.
All right, fair enough. Okay, number three is literally, we've had this point three times, he has no personality.
Unlike the writer of this list.
Yeah. Can I leave comments? Can I leave comments? Yes, I can. Like the writer of this list.
The ranked list of everything. Oh my God.
Yeah, let me just write this list down for the next time I'm on your podcast.
Okay, do we even need to go into he has no personality? Because I feel like we literally had this conversation like 5 minutes ago.
I mean, he does, so, you know.
That's a pretty good... number one better be like the end-all and be-all. Be-all, end-all, end-all.
Just number one. Yeah. Bitch. Just like, oh!
Okay. We've had this point as well! Oh, my God. Right. Number two, there are no stakes in any of his battles.
Why would you eat during a battle?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think this is because he tends to hang around vegetarians?
Exactly. Right.
Does Superman need food?
I don't think he needs it. He just enjoys it.
Yeah, he just wants everyone else to starve so he eats all.
Oh, man. So
I have a feeling there's like a Golden Age comic where he just ate so much, like something happened and he just eats and gets really fat.
Yes, there is. There is, actually. I remember seeing that. All right, I'm just going to go Superman eating. Yep, here it is. All right, let me just copy this image and send this into this little chat here. There we go.
That doesn't help the listeners, does it?
Well, okay, so if I was going to describe this, I would describe it as... has it even come through to
you? It looks like Harry.
Can you not see it? Oh, you can see it. Okay. So basically, he's at like a budget McDonald's because the M is like a triple M.
McDonald's.
It's a McDonald's.
Stop trying.
And basically, Superman is like all ripped and everything. And he's crouching over this pile of burgers. And he's just like,
do you think he had like a parasite in his stomach or something? So he had to keep eating
I guess so. He's shouting as he eats this, which I feel like if his goal here is to eat as much as possible, why would you be talking at the same time? Like, you will choke and die. So don't do that. He's shouting, more burgers, chomp. Keep them coming, gulp, or I'll starve to death. And, Jason, would you care to shed light on this photo?
Well, I mean, he's got about 18 hands.
He does. I'm assuming that's because he's moving super fast and not the fact that he's eaten so many burgers that he's grown extra hands.
I wasn't sure which one of those two were his powers. So,
Do you know the context of this panel?
No.
Great, me neither.
Wow.
I would like
the wrong guest on. Like, we wanted a resident.
We wanted a Superman expert here.
I remembered that the panel existed. I'm happy with that.
Right. I want to draw your attention to three things. Okay. The first being is that the article stands correct. There are no stakes in this battle anywhere. All I can see is burgers and burger patties. Absolutely no stakes. Second thing being, there is no way a fast food chain would be able to employ that many workers in one shift. I mean, if you see the line trailing off back into the distance, I see at least 30 women here who all appear to be in their 20s.
How do they have that much beef in one place?
Yeah, how do they have that much beef in one place? And thirdly,
there might actually just be one woman, but she's moving at super speed.
And changing her hair colour with every step as well, of course. Thirdly, and most importantly, he's having the burgers completely plain. Like, I don't see any cheese, I don't see any lettuce, I don't see any tomatoes, I don't see any onions, I don't see any ketchup. I see nothing on those burgers. Those
look
like
he's not
really
looking for nutrition, he's just looking
You got that the complete wrong way around. He is looking for nutrition, Luke.
No, he's not. Like, he's not looking for
Do you know what nutrition is?
Shut up.
Oh my god, I need to take you back to the shop, because I really want to get the Turing test done on you, and state at the moment it will not work.
Beep. 0111001100011100.
So Jason, do you eat cheese with your burgers?
Do I eat cheese with my burgers? Is this the question?
Yes.
In what way is this going to influence?
By the way, this is an interesting character. Determine whether Superman is boring.
I think for the last eight, you guys have won. But in all seriousness, I think that this panel gives a point towards he is an uninteresting character, because look how dull those burgers look. Anyone who has burger with bun and that's it is a boring person. I'm sorry, but I don't want to have a conversation with
sauce, but like you can't see it because it's absorbed into the bun where it's been on top of the burger.
I don't know, Jason, what's your verdict on this? Do you think there is sauce in those burgers?
I'm gonna zoom in.
Gonna cross examine this. Let's go. I'm gonna go for it as well. Right, well, 500%.
Enhance.
The robot's
enhancing, isn't it? Yeah.
Enhancing.
The picture doesn't zoom in when you zoom into the webpage. So. I'm just going to move my eyes really close to the screen.
It's a good idea.
I'll just zoom in with my robot eyes.
I feel like the top buns are slightly more toasted than the bottom buns. Are you getting that as well, Jason?
Yeah. What I think it is that he's probably, because he's eating so many, and you know, kind of said it's not realistic that chain wouldn't have enough employees for the burgers and so on. They probably just didn't have enough ketchup.
Or maybe they're all cardboard burgers.
Maybe that's why I'm going to starve to death. There's no nutrition in these burgers at
all. They're just feeding him pieces of cardboard. Yeah. And he's like, I've got this will fill me up eventually. But
they're probably the ones they use for like the ads. You know, when you see
an
ad on TV and you're like, well, I've never seen it look like that when it's come out.
To be fair,
this will be why.
Those don't look good like they do in the ads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you seen the SpongeBob episode where they show the making of a Krabby Patty, but not the actual episode where they make a Krabby Patty, but the one where they have like a grey slime and then they spray paint it? Right?
Yes.
No. Oh, yes?
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
So you've both seen this episode of SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
I have a small child and have not seen this episode of SpongeBob. So,
well, that's the thing.
What that says about you.
I am a small child.
There we go.
So there we go.
I was actually made in a factory like 3 days ago. So
I did actually download all of SpongeBob to your hard drive.
Exactly.
So that would make sense.
I'm watching it right now, actually.
So regardless of whether those are giving him nutritional value, it's working for him because he's got some good abs going there.
The episodes of SpongeBob, they might be giving me nutritional
value. That'd be good.
Did you download him a dictionary earlier as well? Because it still seems like he's struggling with the concept of nutrition.
that is a good point. I will actually add it onto the agenda. But before we do that, would you like to move on to number one?
What was number two?
What do you mean what was number two? It's the one about steaks and how he doesn't have any sauce with his burgers.
Number three. Oh.
No, that was number two.
I believe glossed over the fact that he has probably the highest steaks because, again, anyone that can beat Superman can just enslave the planet. But don't worry, we'll go with the pun.
I love how you had like a full answer ready and Luke and I just went straight to, he's a vegan, that's why. Oh, dear. So, number one. He has no enemies who are worthy of him. And they appear to have attached an image of Christopher Reeves before he became Count Dooku.
What about? Oh my god!
Is that Christopher Reeves?
What about General Zod?
That is General
literally.
Zod.
Yeah, well, that is General Zod, but literally, like General Zod is Superman, but better.
I thought that was Bizarro.
But trained for war.
Exactly. So if anything, he's more than worthy.
Wait, I thought Bizarro was Superman but bad.
No, Bizarro is Superman but reversed. God.
Wait, isn't that Superman but bad?
No, because Superman but bad is Zod, but Superman reversed is Bizarro. Don't ask.
So what's the reverse Flash?
Is Flash, but he has the reverse Speed Force instead of the Speed Force.
Yeah, he runs really slow.
He's just an obese man.
He only goes backwards.
Which reminds me of another comic book panel that I want us to quickly discuss. Where is it?
I enjoy the number of panels we're watching on this audio.
Yeah, it's very
so,
good.
So this is one which I feel like we need to cross-analyze before we decide whether Superman is a boring character or not. The panel that I've just sent is a panel of Flash running, and he transitions across four different states of him being normal Flash, and then like Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect Flash, and then like Black Mariah from the original Power Man comics. Fat, and then just like the blob from the X-Men fat.
I'll tell you what, yeah. I either have that issue or an issue very similar.
You definitely don't have that issue because you'd be asking me if you could sell it.
Well, I have a Wally West issue that's similar then.
Jason, would you care to explain why Flash is becoming so fat, and in what way does this make Superman an interesting character? This is your challenge.
I'd love to be able to explain that to you. So, well, obviously... he's getting heavier, and it's slowing him down, and he can hardly move. I'm pretty sure we can all agree.
Yep,
agree on those facts.
We can. And for the audio listeners, the pun there was that Jason was just reading out the dialogue on the panel, which doesn't work.
Oh, I did
when
not
we
even
to...
realize that. I'm
Jesus
so
Christ, Luke, you're one of the only people who could. You're one of the only two people in the world right now who could have understood
compute.
That joke.
Does not compute.
So he's. He's absorbing the moisture from the air as he runs, and it's causing him to swell up like a balloon. Basically.
Why does that happen to Flash when he runs in the rain? But Superman can literally, like, pile drive thousands of burgers into his mouth and still have rock hard abs.
Well, it seems like he's been shot with some kind of radiation. That's causing his body to absorb moisture from the air at an incredible rate and swells its victim like a balloon. If you'd cut the panel slightly higher, I'd have told you exactly what he was shot with.
Well, there we go. So this is a panel where Superman has shot the Flash and is making him really fat so that Superman can get all the burgers? Is that what you're trying to say?
Flash is a lovely villain for Superman. That's easy. He's only fast. Like.
It's how he wins the race, basically. He's very competitive.
Yeah.
You didn't know. He like plays it off that he's not, but he really is very competitive. So.
Yes!
Because he's got such a strong personality, I find, despite what culture said on points 7, 5, and 4.
But yeah, so... Christopher Reeves.
Well, let's. I want to actually like go through some of the better.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Who played Count Dooku in Star Wars?
Christopher Lee.
Oh, so not Christopher Reeves. Who's Christopher Reeves?
The guy who plays Superman.
Oh shit! So is that Christopher Reeves?
Well, one of them in the picture is Christopher Reeves.
I thought
the
guy
you're pointing to.
I thought General Zod was Christopher Reeves. All right, is that Christopher Lee?
No. I don't believe so.
Is it Bruce Banner?
Is it Bruce? I was giving you a pass on how you don't know anything about DC comics, but now you feel this is a Marvel comic character.
when
you know they'd have a non-compete in their contract, there's no way they'd let Bruce Banner do it.
Well, Lawrence Fishburne is an Ant-Man and the Wasp, so you know, you never know.
What does that have to... Where is the relevancy here?
I get free delivery between 3 to 5 working days on Superman True Bits, so I'm happy. So we've established that Superman is probably a boring character. Luke, would you like to move on to the storylines that you wanted to discuss?
No, I want to fucking talk about some of the better Superman villains, you bitch.
Oh, right, yeah. Who are the better Superman villains? Doomsday.
That's a good one, actually.
Yes. That's the only one I know.
Oh
no! Wait, Brainiac. Who's Brainiac? He's.
I don't like Brainiac.
Okay, so. Jason, do you like Brainiac?
again, it's a lot depending on the writer. There have been a couple of really good Brainiac stories. It just depends on how they use the character. I'm not a huge Lex Luthor fan, I'll be honest with you.
Me too.
Really? Even though he's like the Superman villain?
Yeah, but I feel that's the problem. Like, because actually Superman does have a lot of interesting villains, as we've mentioned a few just before. So if you can't remember who they are, Harry, just, you know, wind the pod back a minute and listen. I'm not repeating myself.
Bruce Banner and Christopher Reeves. Got it.
Yeah. By the way, the actor's name is Terrence Stamp.
Terrence Stamp. Oh, not Christopher Lee. Got it.
Not Christopher Lee. No.
Got you.
It might be Christopher Lee's head put on Terrence Stamp's body. That's his favoured way of acting, but...
Reference to Attack of the Clones. Got you.
Reference to Star Trek Beyond.
No, what? Okay.
But as much as I've, you know, DC Comics, love them. The movies, apologize for them. but one of the things they did get right is that they actually, despite the execution always being brilliant, they picked, you know, good villains that they could actually have go kind of one-on-one
now,
with Superman.
I'm just gonna, please feel free to continue in a minute, but I thought that the execution was generally a bit controversial, because the snapping of the neck was generally
God.
I had to. Okay, continue. God, the thing is that I'm the only one who finds this funny, and I feel the need to do it anyway.
You are. At this point, you really are.
All right, so sorry, Jason, please continue.
Well, I mean, there's no listeners left anymore, so it's not really worth it. They've all just
thrown their phones. That's implying there was listeners to begin with. Like
anyone who's listened to the other episodes will be used to this by now, so it's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, lots of good villains, compelling characters, really great guy, best superhero ever. I'm glad we've all agreed.
Yep, all agreed. Who would win in a fight between Superman and Odin?
Sure.
They'd probably merge into Super Odin.
Let me Google Super Odin real quick.
And fight Dark Claw and.
what is the claw referencing?
Dark Claw.
Do you mean like dark as in Dark Side and then claw as in Ulysses Claw?
Have you completely forgotten the episode of fucking Dog Hair Presents that you were on?
Yes.
You spoke about America, and one of those characters was Darkclaw.
To be perfectly honest, yes, I've completely forgotten about that.
You've forgotten Batman, Wolverine.
Yeah, no, I tried to wipe those things from my memory, to be perfectly honest, because they're not Marvel. Yeah.
Sick.
So, yeah, that's where my mind sits at. When I search Super Odin, this is the first thing that comes up, and I just want to share this with you guys, because I feel like it really encapsulates what Superman and Odin would look like if they merged together. And I'm not joking, that is the first Google image which shows up when I search Super Odin.
Yeah, I agree.
I think so. Jason, would you care to describe that image for our audio listeners and how that merges Odin and Superman?
I'd like to. I'd really like to be able to.
But you're 4-year-old in the next room.
Yeah.
And we'll leave that to the listener's imagination.
Yeah.
It's hentai. It's not hentai, but it's getting there.
Anyway, Luke, you were going to say something to get us back on track.
I just want to say that... The reason we've been getting guests on is because I'm actually looking to replace Harry because he's such a bitch.
Are these auditions?
Like, he's gone to high levels of... Yeah, the secret audition. Well, it's not secret anymore, but... Yeah, I'm screening for a new Harry. Harry 3.0.
All right. Well, as soon as you pass the Turing test, you let me know and we'll sort that.
Well, I'm not going to, so I won't pass.
Okay, so where do we go from here? That's a fantastic coffee episode.
I don't know. I mean, what does everyone
All right,
actually
T-Pain,
think?
Calm down.
Like, what does everyone actually think? Like, do you think Superman's a boring character?
You actually sound like T-Pain.
Right. I don't give a fuck, mate.
I think the Punisher is a far more boring character than Superman.
I disagree.
I mean, you're wrong, but that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
But you're a bitch, so.
What do you think, Jason? I mean, your general consensus is that Superman is a pretty boring character.
I feel like you've derailed the whole thing there by having the person that was supposed to be defending Superman together with me disagree that a Marvel character is actually better than Superman.
I think he did that on purpose. He's trying to throw off the whole thing by saying, like, because he likes to trigger me with Punisher, so he knew if he threw Punisher in there, that I'd just switch.
So my question would be, have you either seen the animated movie Superman vs. the Elite or read the comic What's So Funny About Truth, Justice, and the American Way that the movie's based on?
What's So Funny About Truth, Justice, and the
American Way? I've seen like half of Superman vs. the Elite. Is that the one with Manchester Black?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen like half of it, like the second half.
It was published in 2001, so...
So what, before your time?
Yeah, anything between 95 and 2009, I'm a bit like...
Eh. Anything DC, he hasn't...
Hey, no, I read...
You read like one issue of Doomsday Clock, shut up.
Hey, I read two, and then gave up, because it was pretty dull.
God.
Did you ever finish Doomsday Clock?
Me?
Yeah.
I never read Doomsday Clock. I don't give a fuck.
Jason, did you ever try Doomsday Clock?
I think I probably read the first two issues, and then it took so long to come out that I'd sort of stopped buying comic books by the time the other issues came out.
I feel like it's still coming out.
I have a feeling it is still coming. I don't think it's been wrapped up.
Yeah, it keeps getting delayed. So I think they're on like issue 5 now.
Issue 6 is on sale at the end of August. Are you joking?
See,
I literally spoke about the first issue of Doomsday Clock when my YouTube channel was still a thing. That's how long ago this was. Jesus Christ.
How? This is like, we're so off topic now. This is like...
Doomsday Clock, it has Superman in it. We're all right.
Well, Jason, as the big Superman fan here, or not even big, you're just a Superman fan, because I'm not really a Superman fan and Harry's a bitch. So, like, what Superman stories would you recommend as the best Superman stories?
Well, I had this one in mind particularly because one of the kind of arguments of him being boring is, you know, he's got all that power, but he doesn't go that extra mile. He doesn't, you know, maybe he should just stop crime, like, in a more definitive way. Yeah. This one kind of really backs up why he needs to be that kind of Boy Scout image. Because if you've got someone who is that powerful, if they were just let loose.
Yeah.
Well, for example, I have a feeling that, Harry, you've got an issue of Superman versus Spider-Man.
I do have that, yes.
Yeah. And so I'm sure, as a Spider-Man fan, you're glad that Superman didn't just come in and decide immediately, this guy's trouble, and wipe him out within seconds.
Well, I'd like to argue that the spider sense could have defeated Superman easily.
That's like the prep time thing.
If Spider-Man had prep time, then he would have been fine. So, consider Superman lucky, basically. But yeah, I see your point. Silence.
Yeah, because that is actually a common argument, where they're like, why doesn't Superman just rip him in half? And it's like, well, you don't really do that. Like,
that's what happened in Injustice, isn't it?
What were
out again a lot, so I don't know if it's going back to the beginning where when you're saying something that's not true, it just doesn't come true.
Where are you talking about? Where in Injustice he like punched a hole through Joker's chest?
Yeah, and Joker was like, "Haha, oh no, I'm dead."
Yeah, it's fucking brutal. Injustice Superman is like, What all Superman fans want Superman to be. Just like, you know, like the argument, well, he can just do this. It's like, well, yeah, but he only would do that in this one universe because he's evil in this universe.
Completely unrelated. I feel like I could put a basic drum beat and some bass behind what you just said there and just submit it to any producer and it would reach top of the charts.
Do it.
I think it would be
second in the charts behind this podcast.
Oh, damn.
Yes, most professional podcast in the world. Anyway, Luke, do you want to start wrapping things up? Let Jason say his finale.
Right. I'll spit some bars then.
Do you want me to drop a beat?
Well, I think this has been a shorter episode of... No, stop.
I would say it's only been shorter if you don't count the half an hour we spent trying to
unsuccessfully fix the problems we've been having, basically. So
next time I'm going to record us trying to fix the problems, and you should upload it as a bonus episode.
Patreon.com/aconversation
with
to get the exclusive footage. Hello.
We might have to actually edit together whatever, unless you deleted it, because you were recording for some of it.
Yeah, I think I've deleted it. Bye, well.
You bitch.
Yep.
Anyway, this has been a short episode of LC's Corner. Check me out on Twitter at LC_comics. Check the podcast out on Twitter at LC_comic corner. You can ask us questions there and at LC@gmail.com.
Wow. Okay. LC_comics@gmail.com for all you lovely people out there.
That's not what I said.
Okay. That's not what you said, guys. So yeah.
And I have another podcast that the first episode should be out by now. It's not when we're recording this, but
do you want me to describe this, Luke, rather than you being T-Pain?
I mean, you can try, but I guarantee you're going to put it wrong because you're a bitch.
Okay, so basically, the Nerd's Apprentice is. Luke is he's done a couple of episodes already. I listened to the first episode. It wasn't as bad as all of Luke's other stuff, so it's got that going for it.
Thanks.
And it's basically Luke has a lady friend who I assume is a lady. I haven't heard otherwise. And basically, she wants to get into comic-y stuff. So Luke is basically filling her mind with incorrect opinions about pop culture, and that's what that podcast is.
It's basically her. It's about her trying to catch up my 18 years of nerdy shit. So,
although on the first episode, she did mention she liked Gossip Girl, so at least she's still got some hope.
Oh my god! So go check that out. It's called the Nerd's Apprentice, and you can check the Twitter out at nerds_app_pod. And the affiliate link will be in the description. Harry, do you want to plug some stuff?
Yeah, I just want to plug the fact that by the time the next episode comes around, we will have sorted out Luke. We'll have rummaged around in the back of his head and sorted out his voice box so that it actually works properly. And to save Luke the T-Pain, I'm going to pass you on to Jason. Jason, what would you like to plug?
Well, it has been a shorter episode for me because I think I've only heard every other word. But,
this is so bad for me because I was literally talking about how much better Discord is than Skype just like an hour ago. So
I'll drop that link into the into the description for everyone. I also have a podcast. It's called The Ranked List of Everything, and I. So I have a podcast we mentioned before, A Conversation With. You can find that at aconversationwithpod.com or on iTunes, Spotify, and all of those kind of places. And we just have a chat with people about topics that they pick. So we've had Marvel Comics, Valiant Comics, and many other non-comic related.
Like gin.
Topic like gin, yeah. And one on podcasting itself that is very interesting with different guests from different parts of the world. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ACWpod.
Yeah. All right, Luke, do you want me to drop a beat for the final sign-off, or do you just want to freestyle it?
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye. See, I left a good second there for the final beat to drop.
You bitch.